Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. This is your Let's Talk Truth broadcast, and we're so happy to have you listening in. And for those of you that is not really familiar with the broadcast, we're here every Tuesday from 7:30 to 8:30, and we have a variety of guests in which we absolutely appreciate everyone's input, because we try to discuss life issues, things that really affect us in life, and sometimes we try to discuss things that people are not really aware of that's really going on. And as it said in our theme song, things that stunts our growth. And what kind of growth am I talking about? I'm talking about our spiritual growth, because that's the only way we can really grow and be a part of a functioning part of society. Today we're talking about the price we pay to go along to get along. Now, I know you've heard the old adage, go along to get along. Well, I think we've kind of settled for that in this part of the country, in our lives every day. We're selling for go along to get along. And we're going to discuss what it has cost us over the years. We're going to explore the effect this has on our lives, as we're going to identify some of the things that we have lost because of the go-along, get-along attitudes. And these attitudes are a big part of our daily lives. So we hope that you will have an eye-opening experience. We're talking about go-along to get-along. Now, let me say something to you. I'm Lois. I'm the host of Let's Talk Truth. And as I say at the front of every broadcast, I'm not here to preach to you. However, if we're going to share the truth, then the only truth that can be told, we have to put God in the center of it. So, you know, if that's just how you have to do it, because there's only one truth, and that's God's truth. Now, we're talking about here this evening, we have Shannon here. We're so happy she finally made it. And we have Dijon here, and we have Courtney. And we just, you know, we thank all of these. And I'm kind of glad that they're here, because they have a young side of this program. And what we're going to do, this is absolutely going to come down to a young side and a mature side. Not saying that our youth are not mature, but it's just that they don't have the wisdom that a lot of older people have. So I want to say they have some wisdom, but they don't have that sound, get you where you're going to go type of wisdom. Now, we're talking about the price we pay when we talk about go along to get along. One of the areas in which we have definitely been damaged in the go along, get along, is the church has no power anymore. Number two, there's no unity in the homes anymore. We don't have any respect anymore. there are no solid marriages anymore. And we're going to discuss each one of these things. I think about our dear sweet president. He has to encounter a lot of different things. But now, in his heart, as a Christian person, he knows that he is not into same-sex marriages. But because of the position he holds, I believe he felt he had no choice but to endorse that same-sex marriages. And we have a nationwide, I guess, upset people from the Trayvon Martin, the verdict for George Zimmerman. So there are a lot of things, a lot of factors in that I believe falls under that adage, go along to get along. Because we've got to stop and rethink the way we live. Now, let's go back and talk about no power in the church. And I'm going to ask my panel of guests, do you think the church has the same power today that it had back in the day?
No.
And if you don't mind, tell us your thoughts on what is the difference.
I'm going to say no, because I can say I haven't lived that long, but I can tell the difference in the church when I was a young girl and the difference now. Back then, people respected the church, church members, church property. Now, the church is looked at as just another person or another building or another. There's no respect in it anymore, or just a business. It's looked at as a money-making business. People look at the church as a business, not as a place of worship or a place to reach out and bless the community, not the things that the church is supposed to really represent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a sense of things now, like, for example, if someone says they're a deacon in the church or a missionary in the church, people respected them. People didn't try to put them under scrutiny or look for their mistakes or do things because, you know, oh, they're in the church, okay, so I may not be doing right, so I'm going to respect them enough to do my dirt not around them. Now, they'll get right in there beside the missionary. You know, I look at people on Sunday mornings. If you watch Going to Church, I listen to rap music. I listen to secular music. If I'm listening to secular music and I pull up beside someone, an older person or older woman or older man, I'm not going to have my music blaring. When I'm sitting right next to them, some of the profane things that may come out of the song or anything like that, it's just a basic matter of, you know, respect. I'm not going to have my windows down so you can hear everything that's going on in my car because I respect you enough. I look at Sunday mornings, people pass by the churches. I mean, when I say with the most profane music going, you know it's a church. You know that's a church, but you don't care if they drive by with the music blaring, you know, cussing each other out, walking in front of the church, any kind of thing like that. But the difference is, back then, somebody from within the church would have came out there and talked to those young folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's just shaking their head. Oh, look at them, girl, look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being, too, a lot of the people who were in a statuesque position or an upstanding position within the church carried themselves accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got people in the church who kick it at the club just like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are leading a missionary group, and you sister so and so and so, but you're a cuss and drink and hang out with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the lack of respect is gone. That's just my opinion.
Okay, so that's why the church has no power. DeJohn, what do you think?
I think people just forgot the we have no morals.
No. Mm-hmm.
We just worried about ourselves. We're not worried about what's going on. That's not helping me move further in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So we think,
mm-hmm.
but in actuality, it does. But we don't look at it like that because we have no one's there to teach that.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about power in the church, it's one thing that I've always been taught about having power. And my mom and dad taught me that the place, whoever you give your money to, that's who you give your power to. So, are we giving our money to Christ? I don't think so. Now, and for those, some of us who give to the Lord and give to the body of Christ, we do it for all the wrong reasons. So when you get to the point where it says the church has no power, I can remember back in the day, you catch a couple of old sisters and a couple of old men, they could get somewhere and start praying, and I mean the heavens would open up. Now people pray. You pray a certain way. You have to pray with your pinky finger up. You know, you pray looking at your shoes to make sure, see how your high heels are.
Or not even that. We were talking about that today at work, believe it or not. A friend of mine, we were saying how, you know, back in the day, people, you know, the phrase is that girl, she caught the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
That's a phrase. We know what it really means, but I've never seen more conscientious people who have the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. To me, I've been touched by the Spirit of God, and I know that you're not really cognizant of everything that's around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a total different place. But if you look, people, they have shouting class. How can you teach me how to shout? My praise to the Lord comes from within me. It's a communication I have with him. It should be natural. You can't teach me how to praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching some folks today on a YouTube video, shouting a wedding. A girl actually picked up the bride's train and was shouting, holding the train. And I'm telling you, she danced away, then she fluffed the dress a little bit. Then she shouted away. Now, to me, if the Lord has everybody in the church shouting, and when I say everybody on that video was shouting, everybody was shouting, I would probably shout it all on top of that dress. Not really, but, you know, because everything
mm-hmm.
God does is decent and in order. But at the same time, how are you going to be aware of your bonnet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing all that, but you stop for a minute and fix your hair, then you go right back into it. You practice that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not serious. It's not nothing genuine. My praise may not be, you know, I'm not the Bible toting thumping Christian and that with fire. No, I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost. But when I give God his worship and his due, I'm giving it to him in my way. I'm not thinking about what the next person looking at or what they saying about me in the crowd. Or I don't care how it looks to you, because at this particular time, it's between me and God. Because at the end of the day, when I wake up, it's because of him. Whatever blessings I receive is because of him. So to do with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too many cognizant
go along to get along.
You know, how you going to practice that? That's
you know, you go along and we accept things in the church. You get what? The church is just like a nightclub now. It's a place for entertainment.
Yeah.
And that's all they do is entertain. And no one says anything. Why do you think no one says anything? Because they don't want to ruffle nobody's feathers.
Yeah, everybody knows Sister
Watson. Go along to get along.
Shake her wig every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows Sister Jenkins going to have on the biggest hat. And she's going to stand up and tell her testimony how God has blessed her with a wardrobe out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows how Brother Hempstead going to shout across and run across the front of the thing and do a kick split in the middle of the church. Everybody had that down routine. Because the kids go home. And I did it when I was younger. We'll go home and say, did you see such and such do this and do that? Because we kids, you know, they don't know
mm-hmm.
no better. But everybody knows everybody's routine. If you have the same routine, come on then.
Maybe the Lord hit them like that every time.
If the Lord hit them like that every time, it'll be a growth. It'll be something different. You can't tell me the Lord's going to be in a place over and over and over again. It's going to be the same.
Yeah.
It's a growth.
I understand. And what we're talking about now is we're not trying to change anybody's mind. We're not trying to lead anybody to Christ. But what we want to do is go along to get along. We're going to hit areas of our lives that have truly been affected by, you know, everything that is being done and the way it's being done. Another place that we go along to get along, and it has cost us an awful lot, is unity in the homes. We don't have any unity in the homes anymore, because back in the day, my mom worked, but my mom also took care of home. She took care of, she cooked, she cleaned, she did whatever for children and her husband. Nowadays, we have women who actually have a calendar or an occupation or appointment book. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. And women now tell their husbands, you need to clean up just like I do. You need to wash just like I do. You need to do this just like I do. So if that's what, you know, floats the boat of that particular marriage, then so be it. But the unity is just not there anymore. I was talking to a lady the other day, and she was saying, well, my husband and I, we're going to get a divorce. We just grew apart. How do you grow apart? How can you be together on one accord? You're one. The marriage says you're one. When you marry, you're one entity. How do you grow apart except somebody's mind is on the wrong thing? Except a lot of the males and females, either the female is going along to get along in some other area, or the male is going along to get along in some other area, and there is no coming together. No one wants to condescend. No one wants to come down and to be whatever it is they're supposed to be. They don't want to give any, they don't want to be on one accord. I was telling a lady the other day, she has grandchildren, and her son and daughter-in-law are separated. And she was talking to me about it, and I told her that my advice to my son, my daughters, and to everyone's sons and daughters, when you marry, it should be for keeps. Once you have children, it should definitely be for keeps. That means you've got to get in there and work at making that marriage work, because your children need to see you on one accord. Because if they don't see you on one accord, then what's happening to that child? That child's life becomes messed up, and it's messed up based on what the parents have done. You're damaging your child just because you got a burr in your rump and you want to do something else. Once you have children, you don't have a life anymore. You shouldn't. Once you have children, you should be on one accord so that that child can see that being on one accord. Now, I know that a lot of people, when I say you don't have a life anymore, I'm just saying you don't have the right to jump ship. You don't have the right to abandon ship. What you need to do is try to mend that ship you're on, mend those sails, do whatever so that that ship can stay functioning. So going along to get along is what's causing us, it has cost us unity in the home, unity in the marriage, no solid marriages.
But the unity has to come before you can do that. The unity has to be made from the original, from God. If the unity is false, yeah, then it will be a peace. Because I understand what you're saying, but sometimes you can't, it isn't meant for you to stay with that person because you never should have been with that person.
Exactly.
Now, to be put in something miserable for all your life, that's a false sense of unity. You're being miserable your whole life because you're just trying to put a facade on when God didn't honor it in the first place.
Yeah, but see, that's why you go back to the very beginning. You, And I firmly believe that, yes, maybe I married this man and it wasn't God's deal. But I have two children. I'm not going to let my two children suffer. I'm going to do something to work at making that unity. I'm going to do it.
You can be unified, but you shouldn't. If it's like that, I don't believe you should put yourself through turmoil those many years to keep it on the surface together, but you're keeping yourself down for 20, 30 years. That's wrong. You shouldn't do that, because then you're not happy none of the years. Then what? Your life you just wasted your life away.
Let me ask you this, I hope this will kind of serve its purpose. If by chance I'm geared to do a certain thing in my mind, and God says, no, not so, let's do it this way, how long will my misery last if I'm doing what God told me to do? See, the thing of it is, in order not to fall away from what you're involved in, you've got to love God more than you love yourself. And that's the number one key. And people haven't gotten to that point yet. We're just going along to get along. The reason I started dating Johnny is because he was interested in my girlfriend, and I just didn't want to see her with him because he was so cute, and different things like that. So we don't have any solid marriages. All of this going along to get along has cost us solid marriages. It has cost us respect. We don't respect anybody anymore. I believe Shannon brought that to the forefront when she was talking about how people used to do the church and how they do the church now. They'll stand up in the middle of the church now and curse. They'll bring weed to the church. They'll bring anything in the church now, whereas back in the past, they wouldn't do that.
Because it just went so far from just going along to get along. You've done it so much that we just don't care.
Exactly.
And you can put things in place. You can put laws in place. You can talk to the sky is blue. But people do not care anymore. And what I mean is, you can ask people, why are you doing such a thing? I don't care if I live, I've seen people on the streets talking about, I'm going to keep robbing. I don't care if I live or die. I got to get it the way I get it. Or you can see people saying, oh, I don't care that I don't care that I'm going to hurt all these girls' hearts. I'm just going to go sleep with all these girls or sleep with all these boys and get them thinking I love them, and I'm going to wreck everybody's heart. People don't care anymore. And
exactly.
It's not nothing that we can do until they get it, or something happens to them where they start caring about things. Then you'll see unity in this separating.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand. They have to be individuals. And you just can't go lockstepping with everything.
And you're absolutely right. Now, you said a mouthful then. You can't go along with everything. You have to be. Sometimes what people don't want to do is be a voice by themselves. And that's sometimes in this life, you're going to have to stand up. But you're not going to have a crowd with you. Because if you stand up for what's right, if you say, I'm not going to go along with this, I promise you, a lot of times you're going to be by yourself because people are going to talk about you. They're going to ostracize you because you're not going along. And I think this is what has happened in today's society, which makes our lives so downhill, spiraling downhill and out of control as it is right now.
If it's not known, then people don't want to either be associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's known, then everybody and their mama wants to be associated with it. because it brings prestige out, fake prestige.
Yeah.
Because you're only doing something because the cameras are around. You're only, I'm gonna protest because the cameras are around. But if the cameras aren't around, you wouldn't be protesting. That's false.
Mm-hmm. You know, I look at school. When I was in school, we were taught how to be, keep our heads up, to bring out the best in us that would absolutely touch lives everywhere. We have had some awesome, awesome teachers that taught us growing up. I remember, I see young girls now that walk around dragging their feet. I had a principal one time would have knocked them up to 200. He would always tell us, walk like you're going somewhere, and don't drag your feet. He said, dragging your feet is a sign of what?
Laziness,
being slothful. So it was just life lessons like that he taught us. But how many men do you see now with what are those shoes you stick your feet in, shower shoes, slides? They have on slides, and they're walking and sliding around from one place to the other. You see that all the time. So what has happened where we, when I say go along to get along, what has happened when somebody would say, stop, brother, don't do that? We don't do that anymore. We go right along with it and think it's cute.
Because it's easy. It's easy, and that's why nobody wants to do it. It's easy not to. It's easy to not want to cause a conflict. And it ain't my problem because it's not affecting them right off top. Well, it ain't my problem. Let them do what they're going to do. Kids going to be kids.
But do you really believe that everything that we allow to go, it's not going to come back to bite us? Anything that
you
we don't.
You see that with the way laws go. You
mm-hmm.
know, the way laws go for when we were coming out civil rights. We, you know, it was allowed, but then it turns around and bites us in the tail when we want to do a certain thing.
Exactly.
And they say, no, you fought for this. This is what you have to do.
Exactly. You know, there was one time, and you young people are here because I don't know all the slangs and what they mean. But there was a time that what kind of dictionary was that they wanted to do? Ebonics. They wanted to make Ebonics a language. And I don't know how many people entertained that idea. But tell me, where in corporate America could you go to get a job to climb the corporate ladder using Ebonics?
Not even corporate America. It's not even that. Now, if you're hanging with your partners, your you know, friends or whatever, you know, it's slang. But when you are going to conduct business, not even to pay a bill, to do something that's serious, Ebonics and things like that are not going to get you where you need to go. You need to be able to go pronounce words.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to make complete sentences. You need to be able to do things, common sense things.
Yeah.
But we've gone along with things so much to where we have got common sense out of schools, got common sense out of our lives, and people just are dumb now.
Mm-hmm.
Just dumb. I mean, and,
exactly.
You know,
but how do you?
It's offensive. What can you do
To make people aware that you've gone along to get along, but look what it's costing you. Look at the price you're paying. Look at our little kids who come up here and can't talk, can't write, can't read, can't do nothing, and, you know.
But they can pop it and lock it and drop it.
Yeah.
And see, that's going along, you know, that's making the stereotype for the black race. And when people do things that stereotypes their race,
mm-hmm.
in a negative way, you are going along with that, and that's wrong. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the way blacks act, the way whites act, negative, the way
Hispanics act negative, when you show that and only teach that,
and
then
you,
that you're going along with the status quo that, what, you know, blacks can't talk, Mexicans have a lot of babies, and whites live in the trailer home.
Yes.
And then the trailer home whites are ignorant, which not all of them are ignorant.
Mm-mm.
But you only show the ones that are ignorant. You only show the ignorant blacks and not only the ignorant Hispanics, because that's the status quo that everybody is looking for.
Now, and let's bring me back to another. There was a talk show host that was on the TV. I mean, she has this big show, and she was talking about how she teaches her son about race and racism. Her son is African-American, and she said it's unfortunate that we have to teach our children that there are certain things African-Americans cannot do, which will cause a backlash on them. She said it's sad we have to teach that, but I do it. And so I commended her for that. Yes, I don't want my grandbaby looking through rose-colored glasses. I want her to know that I'm African-American, and because of the color of my skin, I may have some complications if I don't carry myself in a certain way. Now, when you think about all of that, that's a good thing. But she came right around in the next breath and says, my son sags. My son wear hoodies. There's nothing wrong with a hoodie, but do you have to wear a hoodie everywhere you go? If you know that society is sitting on edge, they're sitting on a bump, they're just waiting to jump off, why would you encourage your son to put on a hoodie and walk in a store that's been robbed 50 million times? You know, you got to teach them the boundaries. You got to teach them wisdom. And then another thing, what's cute about a young man sagging? You know, if somebody could tell me the point of sagging, what's going on in the young man's head, in a young kid's head, when they're sagging? What's going on there? Jean?
About the sagging thing, it's a fashion statement, what we think it is, but it's really not. And I think everybody knows where it comes from. It comes from prison, but we don't care about that. It makes us look cool, it makes us look gangster or whatever, because you see it on TV and whatnot, but really that's not the true meaning behind it. And if everybody would get that understanding about the true meaning behind it, they would do it. And then we wouldn't have, you know, the stereotype of, oh, he's a thug because he's sagging.
Yes.
Or he has on a hoodie, so with his suit up, oh, so he's coming to rob me. We wouldn't have that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're absolutely right. When I think about the sagging, my thing is we need to stop going along to get along with everything that doesn't cause us to grow. I've never known a sagging situation to bring about something positive in anybody's life. Am I right or am I wrong? There's nothing positive that comes from sagging. So why do we stick our heads in the sand like an ostrich and look over it, when in reality we need to be bringing some kind of sense to something? What are we doing that's not going to cause us to grow? But we go along with it, and you know it's nothing positive. a young man sagging his pants, you know you're going to be labeled a thug. You know you're going to be, and you can't change the way people perceive you, except for change the way you do things. Now, I know that there are a lot of stores. Back in the day, 7-Eleven stores were robbed every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Why would I walk in a 7-Eleven store at 3 o'clock in the morning with a hoodie on with my pants sagging? What are they going to automatically think?
You're in a robbing place. Like
I'm coming out
of
robbing.
This morning, or was it? Yesterday morning, going to work, he was walking to the college right over here. He had on a hoodie and one of those face masks with the white part on it, like a, you know,
a mime.
No, like a ski mask, but it had like a white fixture on it. Like, you know what they do when they go skiing? They have a little white face mask.
Okay, so now
like,
tell
like,
me what was
so
that for?
It looks like he's up to no good.
Yeah.
And people say all the time, well, you shouldn't care about what people think, but a person's perception is their reality.
Exactly.
And we're living in a day and time now we can't afford to go off of someone's perception because it can be detrimental. Exhibit A, the young gentleman who went into the 7-Eleven, they thought he stole something else at the store. He bought a candy bar. They thought he stole something else. He was running across the street. And his pants, you know, he was like, you know, he tried to cross the street,
mm-hmm.
but his pants were sagging. They started to fall down, so he reached and grabbed his belt to pull him up, and the police officer said, freeze. And he, as he started jogging back, his pants were coming down. He pulled him, went to pull him up again.
They
thought he was reaching for a gun and shot him in the face. So,
see, this is what I'm saying. Now, we keep going along. My son said, I'm going to tell everybody, you can, and you can send me as many emails as you want to. Send it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. I do, no young man steps up in my yard with his pants sagging. Because number one, we want people to take us serious. If you don't know how to find your ways, how can you inform me of anything?
Not even that. People are looking at the fact that you have people like the rappers. They are millionaires. They can afford to say it. You are somewhere sitting in your mama's living room. And how many, let's talk people saying, every minority want to give their children hoop dreams. And when I say that, I mean, they don't want them to reach for anything academic. You can be a football star, anything in sports, anything in music. Oh, you want to act, you want to do this. It's more to life than that. And everybody who pursues those careers, don't get them. You have some of the best lyricists that have never made it big.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes more than just being a great lyricist. It takes more than, it takes a lot of other things. There's a lot of things that fall into place. It's politics involved.
Exactly.
I've been in the music game. It's politics involved. It's all kinds of things that people don't tell you is involved. Even with football, even with basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, you pick a team, you go and you do good, and you just gonna stay there and everything works out. No, let you hurt your soul and you can't play. You run the risk of being traded. And so many other things that come along with that. When you vested your family in one area, then you got to up and move because you hurt your toe or somebody rang your toe over on the field.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of politics involved. They don't tell people that. So if people think around, I'm in the studio at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I understand. If you're trying to get your rap career, do that. But if you see you have not gone anywhere and you're 70 years old, everybody's not a 2 Chainz. He's 70 years old rapping.
I don't know.
You don't know about him, but he's old. He's older than me, rapping. But everybody is not going to be a 2 Chainz. Look at Jay-Z. Yeah, he's old, but he started when he was 12.
And you not know, only that, when Jay-Z started making his money and wanted to really get serious.
That brother put on a suit.
Look at P. Diddy. P. Diddy got so many suits and things. They not sagging like that
because
anymore.
There is a time and place for everything. You're not going to go to the White House sagging. As much money as Lil Wayne has made, I have yet to see him shake hands with President Barack Obama. Because he wasn't invited to the White House because he wants to love every girl in the world. You got to think about his $2. I'm just saying, it's a time and place for everything. And our little black boys, that hurts me. As a woman, please don't talk to me. Your pants are sagging down. I don't want to see your underwear.
Mm-hmm. And really and truly, if we could teach our little girls to have some pride in themselves, why would you hook your arm in a man's arm with his pants sagging. You holding his arm and he holding his pants. That's horrible. But no one says anything because we're just going to go along to get along. We don't want to start no friction. We don't want to start anything. We're going to have to start something sometimes.
People feel like they have to say because that's what everybody's doing. I don't want to seem like I'm not cool.
Exactly.
But I'm not trying to be funny, so let's just say, that's like saying the low rider pants. They are. They're cool. They're in fashion. They're in style. I'm too big to wear them. I need some uprider, something to come up over my navel or come to my belly button. It's a certain thing you can do. I had to really tell a young man once before, okay, you want to sagging is really not for you. And you don't see why. Okay, you're built uncomfortable. You know, your pants gathered at your knee, your feet shooting out from under like a bow and arrow. You know, you have to really tell people, limit yourself. Do what you know you can do. You don't have to go along with every fad just because it's a fad for that time.
Exactly. Now, one other thing I wanted to address, and while I have you young people here, because this is the go-along, get-along thing, too. Where do we come up with the words we say? The latest one, I believe, is turn up. What does turn up mean?
I don't use the word myself. But I do believe it is a colloquialism for a high energy feeling like a happy time.
Well, what about
friends? Like you.
What about the word excitement? What happened to that word?
That's too long.
Well, let's just say.
And they probably can't spell it because they say turned up.
But listen, who comes out with a word and in 2 seconds it's all over the United
States?
Well,
Lil Wayne just said bling bling.
Who came up with the word turn up? Now, turn up to me is a person who don't know how to say turnip green. This is a turn up. I mean,
turned up green. Oh, Gina, turned up green.
No.
It's a Madeira woman. Hello. Turned
That's
up.
What I'm saying.
Some turned
but
up
listen,
green.
All we have to do is say one ignorant thing. Something that makes no sense.
Oh, I got it.
Get your life, boo-boo. Get your life. That's what I'm saying. What is all of this?
What mean?
What? You know, and we're going along with this. We just jump on the bandwagon. Oops, let me get on. Let me say this because I want to be cool.
Well, you know, in some instances, get your life boo-boo. But
no.
It is befitting when you try to tell somebody to get up, get your life boo-boo.
But that don't even make sense. Things don't
it
make
sense.
Sense.
It's Ebonic. See, we need to.
It doesn't make sense. Okay,
Ebonic
tell me this.
School.
No, this is why you won't incorporate it into school.
It is. That's the last class.
Well, I tell you one thing. I don't have any young
they
people.
Even have a cypher class for rappers.
Let me find out that some kid that's related to me is in an Ebonics class. I'm going to try to shut the school down.
That's the way to talk to the world.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why we're losing so much.
We ain't back to lose.
We've lost a lot because we just go along to get along. Do you think every parent is pleased with what their kids are being served up?
No.
Then why are we going along? Yeah, why are we going along with it?
You know, it's almost like having that child that is unruly and way too late to discipline. It's like it's almost too late. It's like a bad wreck. You know that something shouldn't happen or a wreck has happened, but you can't take your eyes off of it. It's just like, it's bound to get worse.
Listen,
but I'm going to watch this train wreck. Because
There's another word that absolutely grinds my gears.
It is what it is.
The word swag.
Swag.
Somebody tell me, what happened to charisma? What happened to beautiful? I would even accept the fact that, girl, you got it going on. That you're handsome. But what in the world is swag? And I'm going to tell you something. I spent about an hour looking for that word on the internet, and nobody could tell me where it came from.
Swag is an abbreviation for the word swagger, which is a colloquialism to indicate the type of charisma that a
then
person
just
has.
Just say charisma.
You know, like, it's like saying je ne sais quoi, but anybody.
Then just say charisma. Say you're handsome.
Okay, because when you're
say
talking to
you're
people
beautiful.
On the block, you're not going to say, ooh,
then that
she got a lot of charisma. Because half of them are going to be like, what? What
then
mean?
Explain it to them. But just like you have, just like you explained it.
They're going to say, oh, they bougie.
Regardless of that, people, that's how it gets out there. People go along just to get along. And it's got to stop because I promise you, it's killing us. I had to.
What it is.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I hear people, managers in corporate America sitting in the office, well, you know what it is. Nothing is what it is. Tell me it is what it is. Anything is subject to change. Anything, it has a probability of change.
I don't think it's to say that aspect as far as, like, something is subject to change. When you say it is what it is, it's as if you're accepting whatever's happened at the moment. Like, there's nothing I can do about it, so it is what it is. Just, oh, well.
Exactly. So that means you just accept something. And when you just accept it, then that means you're going along to get along. You don't want to ruffle nobody's feathers. You don't want to change.
No,
nothing.
You can use it. I'm just saying the terminology. Like, if
well,
your life gets cut off, you're going to say, you know, you don't have the money. Oh, it is what it is. Let me go and burn these candles. Or if you catch your spouse cheating, okay, nothing you can do about it. You're not going to be heartbroken. It is what it is. Oh, well. I'm moving on. That's when that term is used.
I understand when it's used, but I'm just saying, we have lost too much in our lives going along to get along. We have lost. The church has no power anymore. There's no unity in the homes anymore. Respect is going out the window.
That's
there are no solid marriages anywhere.
You want to know why? There's no accountability.
Exactly.
Do you know when I was little, if I did something, now it's very seldom I got in trouble because I was scared of my mother. I didn't want to get no whooping. I wouldn't want no kids to go outside and turn nothing up. But heaven forbid, if I did something outside that was unfavorable, they would come tell my mama. Now, they wouldn't even tell my mama. They whooped my behind. Then tell my mama would whip my behind, and I bet you I wouldn't do it no more. A little boy pulled a knife on me one day going home from school. And I ran home, told my aunt. My aunt and my mom then went down to the house, and he pulled the knife. The mama couldn't find it. The daddy whooped the little boy, came, brought the little boy to my mama, said, whoop his behind. My mama said, no, I don't want to whoop him. He put the little boy in military school right then. And when I say he beat the brakes off the little boy, he beat the brakes off the little boy. But to this day, that boy, I bet you he picked up a little knife.
See, that's the point.
I bet you did. We don't. We have to fight you because you got to fight Quandala if you got in there. I'm sick. I listened at the Mad Minute. They told her they got your son Tay Tay in handcuffs. He assaulted the teacher. This done happened again. Hold up. He in elementary. I'm so sick of these people. You sick of them? But you said it happened again, which means your son has assaulted the teacher prior to this. And you said you're sick of those people up there because he assaulted the teacher. First you said, I'm so sick of my disrespectful and disruly my unruly son. Lock him up. But you upset because he had handcuffs on him. He assaulted a teacher. You did not once say you were appalled and just abhorred by the situation. The fact that your son, who is not even in the sixth grade, and whooped the teacher. She said again, even though it was a prank, the fact that she said again, let me know he did it before. That speaks volumes in itself.
Exactly. Listen, we have about 10 minutes, and I do hope we have shined light on an area in our lives that say, I will not go alone to get along anymore. I have lost too much. The United States of America, we're losing too much because we're just going along with somebody it may seem like you have to stand by yourself, but I would rather stand by myself than to continue to lose the things that's so very important to my well-being and to my growth. And I want a place where my children, my grandchildren, and my children, even though they're adults, I want a place where they can feel free to grow and prosper and not be considered something silly. I don't want my grandbaby coming here, oh, we gonna turn up. That's so silly because that don't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So anytime we're getting up here going alone to get alone, always remember, as long as you keep your mouth shut and as long as you acknowledge everything that you're doing and that you're doing it right, guess what? You're going to lose. You're going to lose, and you're losing big time. Because once you lose something, it's hard to get it back, if you ever get it back. So that's something I want everybody to understand. Stop going along to get along, because you absolutely lose so much. I want to thank Dijon. I want to thank Shannon. I want to thank Courtney. And most of all, I want to thank all of you that possibly listened in. And I do hope that everything that we have shared here today gives you another, gives you something to think about as far as not being able to go along to get along. We don't want to shortchange our lives anymore. We don't want to shortchange the lives of our children. So understand, please understand, that everything we're saying and doing here, we're trying to do something that's going to benefit us and to bring about a positive growth in our lives. So when we get to the point where go along to get along, we need to say not again, not ever again. And that is going to bring about a positive change in our lives. So if you need to write me, do it at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. You can also go to my blog page. It's www.loisbullock.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at letstalktruth333. So I thank you for listening. I thank my guests for being here. And we're going to do this every Tuesday at 7:30. PM, and hopefully we'll bring more life issues your way that we will be able to enjoy. I thank everyone for making sure that our green room was stocked with goodies to eat and everything that we need to be positive, because we try to keep our people healthy. I thank my staff for being on point and for looking out and making sure everything is ready to go. So with that said, we have about 5 minutes left. Dijon, would you like to say something that's going to just encourage people in this last few minutes?
I'll say everyone just stay uplifted. Everything is going to work out better no matter what you're going through. If you keep your heart on God.
All right. Shannon, would you like to say something before we close?
Turn up. No.
What about you, Courtney?
The only way that we can, well, I just say this, that we need to learn to be more individuals with a moral compass.
With a what?
Moral compass.
Okay. Be an individual with a moral compass. In other words, you're saying stop following the crowd.
Stop following the crowd. Own up to your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Take pride in your community.
Mm-hmm.
take pride in your livelihood. Take pride in your job.
Okay.
If you're, even if it is just busting tables or anything, be the best.
That's right. That's good.
Teach your children. If you have children, teach them the value of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And also teach them the value of credit.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank all of you, and I, as we're saying here, this is the end of our broadcast, and we do hope you've enjoyed it. And tune in with us again next Tuesday night. And also, we're going to ask you to drop us a line, email us, and anything you're interested in. We're talking about life issues, so anything you might be interested in talking about, give us a little email, Mitch. Like I said, let's talk truth 333 at yahoo.com. And we're going to say this evening, as we come to a close, that this is Lois Bullock. I'm the host of Let's Talk Truth. And right at this moment, I am loving you with the heart of God. And I will see you next time. Good night.
Good morning.